Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Fly season is rapidly approaching, but there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
For decades, it's been done at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association annual meeting. We're talking about the annual wheat crop tour, a wheat crop assessment report session for Oklahoma's hard red winter wheat crop. But in 2020, enter the pandemic and enter Zoom. Crop scouts believe that Oklahoma farmers will harvest 2.19 million acres, 33 bushels an acre, and 96.5 million bushels of wheat to be harvested this year, a little under the 101 million bushels, which is the 10-year average for Oklahoma. It was a combination of extension and private industry folks making the reports. Daryl McBee out of Harper County offered the report on the Panhandle, and he called it a tale of two cities, or four counties.
Harper and Beaver County at this point have good potential. We're bordering on the edge of running out of moisture to finish this crop up. Texas and Cimarron County, you know, it's bleak at best.
In the western part of the north central section of Oklahoma, Greg Highfield offered an optimistic view of the 2020 crop.
You know, just overall, we think that these crops are in excellent condition. We've had more moisture, so we've had some of that good tillering, and things look very good.
Scouts all across the state agree that 96.5 million bushel crop, all predicated on getting some rain fairly quickly, or else this crop goes smaller. Yet, it's already been hit hard by that April 15th freeze, which likely subtracted millions of bushels from a final production total for Oklahoma, and there's been hail in some areas as well. Very quickly, lawsuits are being filed against the Navigable Waters Protection Rule being pushed by the Trump administration as the replacement for the Waters of the U.S. rule from the Obama era. However, it's very likely that at least one court will put a stay on its full implementation. The Federal District Court in San Francisco has gotten one of the most recent pieces of litigation against this new clean water rule. 17-state coalition of attorney generals filing against the EPA and the Army Corps. In announcing the lawsuit, the coalition argues that by removing protections for smaller waterways, the final rule ignores science of the interconnectivity of these water bodies and poses a higher risk of pesticides and other pollutants reaching larger bodies of water. It's also interesting to note that the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association challenging the new rule, saying that while it's an improvement over the earlier version, many farm fields and ranchers are still unnecessarily regulated by EPA. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com. That's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.